WGCH News Center time is 8:52, and I'm joined on the line by State Representative Kimberly Fiorello of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. Great to talk to you again.
All right, fantastic. Tell us how you doing, first of all. Tell us your thoughts after the elections and where you go from here with your career and so forth.
Well, I don't consider politics a career, which I think
that's
most
a good thing,
us,
right?
Yeah. Right, of course. That's what we want of those who go into public service, is to see it as service. But I'm very grateful for those who supported me these past 2 years. You know, the work I did in the House was, I learned a lot as a citizen to understand how laws are made. I tried my best to share that information and keep, you know, making sure our citizens are informed and engaged. And I don't think that work stopped because you don't have a title next to your name. So I hope to continue to, you know, work for good government in our state. To that end, I'd love to take this time to just let people know what happened in the special session, Tony.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you about that. I guess it was kind of interesting because it was kind of made of a mishmash of people who leaving office, coming into office and so forth, right? Tell us about the session.
The last day, the special session, which is called, quote unquote, called by our governor, was about dealing with energy prices. And it is a gathering of the people who are serving currently. So to me, yes, it was a great reunion to get together and be back in the House. And the new folks will be coming in January. But to that end, we did deal with a pretty multi-part bill. You'll see yesterday there was a front-page article by Dan Haar in the Greenwich Times, and I really appreciate his insight because he remarked on the fact that this bill is pretty clearly four different parts. And even he himself, as a observer of politics in our state, says it should have been four different parts, four different bills, so that people can vote their conscience on the four totally separate parts. But nevertheless, it was one full bill. We were in session, I don't know, 7-8 hours. It was a pretty full day. But what it is a reinstatement of the 25-cent gas tax. We received a gas tax break from the legislature when, you know, we were really under the pressures of inflation. That 25-cent gas tax will be coming back in 5 cents at a time starting in January. So by the time we hit May, we'll be back to the full 25 cents. Republicans put forth an amendment to keep the gas tax cut, not to return the 25 cents for the full fiscal year, given the surpluses our state is benefiting from inflation and very robust, sales tax revenues. We felt that the state can afford to not reinstate the gas tax. We also attempted to include the diesel fuel tax, which, you know, is added pressures on people's monthly bills. The other parts of the bill were $10 million for a continued free bus service, $40 million toward home heating assistance. And this is two parts, Tony. One part is for low-income people. The money comes from the federal dollars. We had a very strong interest in need for this program, so we used more federal dollars to boost this up and have it fully funded. What people should know is that LIHEAP, Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, we reduced the benefits earlier this year. So if you relied on this program in the past, last year, for example, you will not be receiving the same amount. We are fully funding it, but we did not return the benefit amount. So it remains at the lower benefit amount, but you will still receive some assistance this winter. And there's a second part called Operation Fuel. This is intended to help more middle-class people who do not qualify for low-income home energy assistance. And this one, unfortunately, is woefully underfunded. It'll be funded at $4.5 million, but the estimated need is about $60 million. If you apply for Operation Fuel, I think we'll be seeing headlines soon that that program is underfunded. And to me, this is an unfortunate practice in our state that the legislature knowingly underfunds programs from time and time again. And then lastly, there was a fix on the bottle bill where we raised the bottle price up to 10 cents to help with recycling. But, this is a different parted bill, and it did pass in the legislature. I did not support it for the reasons I explained. I don't support reinstating the gas tax. I don't support not fully funding programs that we put forth. So that's the report from the special session, Tony.
All right. Very interesting time. Let's see. Anything else to pass along before we let you go?
I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. As I said, I'm very grateful for the time to serve Greenwich. And I want to express my gratitude, and I hope to see folks around town and continue to be helpful however I can. And please don't ever hesitate to reach out to me. I'm still the state rep until January, so you can find me at repfiorello.com. And thank you, Tony, to you also for always inviting me here to share what's going on in the legislature. I'm very grateful.
All right, and thank you for your service, Representative, and for checking in on a monthly basis, and appreciate your time. Thanks very much. Have a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Have a great day, everybody.
That is State Representative Kimberly Fiorello.